Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:45 here on a Monday morning. Now three big things. House of Representatives to vote on two immigration bills this week. Hutchinson man's body recovered from lake in Colorado.
One.
Man's body found in South Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, $2.65 a gallon. That seems to be the price out there, $2.65. I've spotted better, $2.64. I saw that at Mays and Kellogg. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 10% chance for rain today and a high of 94 degrees. 10% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 74. Then Tuesday, 30% chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow's high, 90. Now a partly cloudy sky. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour and 77 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46 now with Steve and Ted. The World Health Organization says compulsively playing video games now qualifies as a new mental health condition, a move that some critics warn may risk stigmatizing its young players. In its latest revision to an international disease classification manual, the UN Health Agency says that classifying a gaming disorder as a separate condition will serve a public health purpose for countries to be better prepared to identify this issue. The UN says playing video games is now a health condition, something to be listened to.
I'm kind of torn on this because on one hand, it's, video games aren't a disease. On the other hand, I've seen people who have let games kind of take over their lives a little bit and really spend way too much time playing, and I kind of get that.
Yep. That's could be a mental health condition.
Yeah. People can get addicted to strange things.
All three major indices fell into the red on the last day of trading for the week on Friday.
Stocks on Wall Street sold off across the board. Worries about a trade war, tariffs between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 84 points at 25,090. The Nasdaq Composite down 14 at 7746. The S&P 500 down 3 at 2779. Names such as Boeing and Caterpillar came under pressure on the heels of the worries of the trade war. We also saw energy stocks dropping as oil dropped. Worries about OPEC next week and Saudi Arabia and Russia pumping out more oil. And some developments. Time Warner CEO Jeff Bukas will leave AT&T after the brief transition. And Turner chief John Martin leaving after the AT&T acquisition. And the name of the new company, it will be renamed Warner Media. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Japanese government data show that the nation's exports to the U.S. grew 5.8% in May from a year ago. As shipments of machinery and vehicles rose, Japan's import from the U.S., imports for the month grew 19.9% as imports of aircraft, fuel, and medical products gained on the year. That's according to finance ministry data. Again, looks like we're getting the better side of that one.
Well, yeah.
In the U.S. Kellogg Company voluntarily recalling some of its Honey Smacks cereal after salmonella infected 73 people in 31 states. You're kidding me. Breakfast cereal can carry salmonella. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says most of the outbreaks were in California, Massachusetts, New York, and Pennsylvania. Honey Smacks, is that high on your grocery list there, Ted? Honey
no,
Smacks?
It's not.
I wonder what they are. I don't believe I've ever seen them.
Oh, it used to be Super Sugar Smacks. I think they've changed the name over the years. When I was a kid, back in the 70s, I would eat that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had it in 40 years.
Mm. Honey Smacks. The hundreds of Atlantic City casino workers who lost their jobs when their gambling houses shut down are going back to work. Two of the five casinos that closed since 2014 are reopening this month. The Trump Taj Mahal is becoming the Hard Rock, and Revel is becoming the Ocean Resort. So they're having a comeback there in Atlantic City, Ted. Reopening a couple of
casinos. Something
with
those empty buildings.
Yeah. Get those dices a-rolling. Get the money coming in there in Atlantic City. Coming up on 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and we have a look at the local unemployment rate with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Wichita's unemployment rate holding steady. The Kansas Labor Department saying the jobless rate for the Wichita area, which includes Sedgwick, Sumner, Butler, and Harvey counties, is at 3.6% in May. That's unchanged from April. The total number of Kansans looking for work has dropped to 49,990. That's the first time the figures dropped below 50,000, according to the Department of Labor, since May of 2000. The owners of Paradise Donuts have decided to open a downtown location. Marilyn Wright says the new location will be in the Renfro building at 612 East Douglas, should be open next month. The downtown location will replace the one at 3107 West Central. The shop on West Maple will remain open. Wright says she's encouraged by the growth in the core area. Growth at Intrust Bank. Bank officials announced Friday that it's acquiring Millennium Bank. The deal expected to close in the third quarter. Terms of the deal not disclosed. The Junction City Bank has about $35 million in assets. Intrust Bank is a $5.2 billion bank. Millennium employs about 15 people. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I'll bet you had a Father's Day to end all Father's Day. I'll bet you were treated like a king, right? Absolutely.
I woke up, had breakfast with my mom, and came back from Kansas City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it breakfast in bed? Did someone wait on you?
No. Breakfast out in kitchen table, out the kitchen.
All right. Well, that's nice, huh? Like the old days when you were at home, you know, and you were...
That's right.
And you were attended by your trusty manservant, Floyd.
Yeah.
Right?
Surrounded by all those manservants
and woman servants. I wonder what that would be like, really.
Boy, I don't know.
To have somebody, you know, attend to every need that you have. Of course, I do have a version of that with my wife.
Yeah.
By the way, it's our anniversary today.
Happy anniversary to
That's
you
right.
and St. Shelley.
48 years right? of wedded bliss. She could
wow.
She could not be happier with her choice.
Really? You know, never mind.
She can't dispute that. She's not here. But there you go. Now, I understand. Do you have a couple of birthdays today?
The twins are having a birthday today, Sydney and Shay, 22 years old.
Oh, my.
How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
Great. And so your twins are having a birthday. And your best friend in the world is having an anniversary.
That's right.
What could be better than that, huh?
I don't know. I've reached the pinnacle of life, I think.
I'm expecting gifts of all kinds coming my way today.
Okay. You should get those packages over there at the front desk anytime.
All right, thank you. Today is National Go Fishing Day. How about that? Okay. Were you a fisherman, a fisher person when you were young there, Bill?
Not a lot. Some, but not a lot. My dad liked to fish, and so we'd go fishing every once in a while.
Well, I thought maybe you hired somebody to do it for you.
I'm not putting that worm on that hook.
Ooh, a worm. Well, my dad taught me to fish, my brothers to fish, and basically, man, it was a cane pole and a hook and a bobber and worms we dug up out of the backyard. It was very Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer type thing there.
Pretty good times.
And later on, we actually bought a reel and a rod, so we were sophisticated. And we still didn't catch many fish. But
the main thing about that fishing, I think it's spending time with your dad and your brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've always said I'd love to take up fly fishing. I would love to fish in one of those Colorado, Utah streams, those beautiful places. Right. I've done some. I've caught a trout or two out of those kind of streams, but not with the hip waders and all that stuff, you know.
Right.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Never have
like
had
it.
A chance to do it, though. But usually I have pretty good luck. Ted?
It seems like a lot of trouble. I just go to town and country and order the catfish.
There you go.
That's the extent of my fishing with
That's
my dad.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Your dad's not much of a fisherman?
Yeah, go to TNC and get the catfish.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds great. Sounds delicious. Thank you, gentlemen. It is 7:55 now. And stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to tell you about a fatal shooting at an arts festival in New Jersey. This is kind of a breaking story. Ted has the latest sports, of course.
Yeah, golf week here in Wichita, and we'll cap you up with the Royals and the Wingnuts.
Plus, you got entertainment news on the way as well, right, Ted?
Yes, we'll start compiling that and give you a good episode coming up at 8:35 this morning.
All right, and we got traffic and weather on the way, as always. Keep it here for the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.